the public. And what do I mean? Well, if you think about it, if someone is making donations to PBS or NPR or networks like those, it's in essence buying an ownership stake, as old school bad guys would put it, in the propaganda. In other words, you become invested, literally and figuratively, in the propaganda that you're supporting. And thus, a form of Stockholm syndrome kicks in, essentially. And it's much more difficult to unseat someone who has donated to PBS or NPR on the information bias that comes through those channels. Because essentially they own the propaganda. They become invested, literally and figuratively. So, with RBN, I would say that's different. You have a legitimate opportunity to support a network that allows its journalists, its voices, to remain autonomous and independent. I have mentioned before, and I don't want to get too far off track, but I've mentioned before that I've never been coached on this network. In fact, I've asked for guidance at times on subject matter or certain topical issues, and I've never been, if anything, I've been given an open pasture, sometimes to my chagrin, which is obviously not a bad thing. It's a compliment to the network, I would say, and I've asked about certain topical issues at times, not wanting to create undue controversy, and it never seems to be an issue. So I think that's a very fortunate and sadly rare circumstance these days. That should be the direction we're trending. We should have independent journalists doing some investigative research, and hopefully not the kind of political bias and propaganda that we see generally in the mainstream press. It's very disturbing, quite frankly, to see what's happening in the mainstream press. And really, throughout the country, at the highest levels of leadership, you know, you have the CNN story that was just published within the last few days, Conservative Daily Post and others, Milo Yiannopoulos was one of the people that mentioned it, going back, I think, a couple of weeks already. But, and, you know, it's interesting. Suddenly, after this story breaks, and I think Milo was one of the first people to actually break it, then suddenly he's outed, and his career at Breitbart is done. So as the story goes over at Conservative Daily Post, CNN found guilty in lawsuit, $30 million penalty advances for knowingly publishing fake news hit job. That's the story by Layla Velasquez over at Conservative Daily Post. And funny, you know, we don't see very much coverage of this, if any, in the mainstream press. So it started in June of 2015. CNN did an expose on St. Mary's Medical Center in West Palm Beach, Florida. The segment aired on Anderson Cooper's 360, and reporting was done by medical correspondent Elizabeth Cohen. The story centered around the infant surgery program. Essentially, they spun the numbers to create a certain perception, and the numbers were cooked. As a result, according to former CEO David Carbone, the story was just not true. And he filed a 200-page, $30 million defamation lawsuit against the network. He said the network aired a, quote, series of false and defamatory news reports and intentionally manipulated the statistics. In particular, he claimed that three times the national average statement that they made was a flat-out lie. So subsequent investigation proved that the numbers were fabricated by CNN. So we have this kind of thing happening on a regular basis. It seems the Washington Post, for instance, Capitol Hill's sort of official mainstream media source, owned now by Jeff Bezos, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, has written a number of political hit pieces on the Trump administration, obviously, and rumor has it there are somewhere around 10 different people assigned to the Russia narrative alone, which some have described as a witch hunt. I would say that that's a fairly accurate term. If we're defining terms, witch hunt is perhaps one that we should define. Informally, it's a campaign directed against a person or group holding unorthodox or unpopular views. And I would add, not necessarily and typically not logical, sensible, rational, justified, or justifiable. And a similar term I mentioned this morning on the Road Warrior radio broadcast, lynch mob, a group of angry people who attack or try to destroy something or someone. That seems to be what's happening. And speaking of this brand of malfeasance, the Russia story, that entire narrative, just doesn't seem to want to go away. And speaking of that story, who is Sergei Kislyak, the Russian ambassador to the United States, the celebrity du jour of the week in Washington, D.C., it seems, and also kryptonite for the Trump administration, it would seem. Here's more on that. Go ahead. I am. Is that clip ready? Okay, here's CNN's coverage of who Sergei Kislyak is. Who is Sergei Kislyak?
Sergei Kislyak is the Russian ambassador, again at the center of damaging allegations about Trump administration contacts with Moscow. He's been Russia's man in Washington since 2008, before which he held a series of key diplomatic posts, including ambassador to NATO and the Russian deputy foreign minister. According to one former US ambassador to Moscow, Kislyak was also instrumental in working out a complex arms reduction treaty between Russia and the United States, agreed during the Obama presidency. More recently, though, Ambassador Kislyak has been actively engaging the Trump team. Remember, it was conversations between the ambassador and Michael Flynn, the former national security advisor, that led to General Flynn's resignation after just 24 days in the post, after it emerged that U.S. sanctions on Russia had been discussed. Current and former senior U.S. government officials tell CNN that they suspect Ambassador Kislyak is one of Russia's top spies and spy recruiters. But Russia's foreign ministry has pushed back strongly on that allegation.
Interesting. So you heard Ambassador Kislyak is Russia's man in Washington, at least since 2008. He's a Cold War era Russian diplomat. Some allege one of Russia's top spies and spy recruiters, but wait a second. So there has been a great deal of criticism against the Trump administration. Michael Flynn obviously resigned over this controversy. Jeff Sessions recused himself regarding all investigations into the presidential campaign. Yesterday, during his press conference, Speaker Ryan said that wasn't necessary. I mean, if there was an investigation that involved him specifically, then he should obviously recuse himself. Otherwise, not necessarily. And so, as Speaker Ryan said today, and others have echoed, it was probably in an effort to distance himself and to err on the side of caution, so to speak. He listened to advisors. Jeff Sessions said yesterday, Attorney General Sessions said he listened to advisors who said, apparently, advised him it would be a good idea to recuse himself in all matters of the campaign, presidential campaign investigations, so as to avoid further controversy. But you know, at the heart of this controversy, it seems to be a non-issue. And what's more interesting and provocative, you know, you have folks like. Some have noted Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill's tweet yesterday where she tweeted, "I've been on the Armed Services Committee for 10 years, no call or meeting with Russian ambassador ever, except when she did. Ambassadors call members of Foreign Relations Committee." According to Speaker Ryan and his remarks today and others, frankly, this is what happens. It's commonplace for folks in D.C. to meet with foreign diplomats. And if we're really concerned about this, where is the concern over John McCain's involvement with terrorist groups, Barack Obama's support of terrorist groups? But I digress. So McCaskill's tweet yesterday was interesting, except some enterprising folks dug through her Twitter feed and unearthed a couple of tweets where she mentioned meeting with the Russian ambassador back in 2015 and 2013. So that's interesting. So do we launch a full-scale investigation because of Claire McCaskill's dishonesty and all of the controversy over Sessions' alleged dishonesty and impropriety came from the Senate confirmation hearings and that brief exchange between Al Franken and Senator Franken and Senator, at the time, Senator Sessions. And I find it interesting that most of the outlets don't play the clip for us and let us decide for ourselves what exactly was said. What exactly happened in the exchange? Have you listened to it for yourself? Perhaps we'll play that on the other side of the break. You can decide for yourself what you think. But there's more to the story.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as you dream. But we're never gonna survive unless we get a little crazy. No, we're never gonna survive.
This country's going crazy, I'll tell you that. Welcome back. In a post-truth generation, apparently. You know, do you ever think about the fact that maybe there's something more to the labeling of generations? Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Z. What comes after Z? Transhumanism? Posthumanism? But I digress. Losing our minds, apparently, unable to keep our feet on the ground. Moderate intellectualism is one of the first things. You know, they say in war, the saying is, truth is the first thing to be attacked or to go. And moderate intellectualism seems to be subverted in a state of all-out propaganda war. We seem to be deeply immersed in what Bertrand Russell defined as a scientific dictatorship in his book, The Impact of Science on Society. And it's really, really astonishing to see how mind-controlled people are. I want to give you an example of just exactly what I'm talking about, perhaps in an upcoming segment. What was that? Senate, I think it was, the Senate session, a couple of days ago? I think it was Wednesday's session, and the exchange between Marco Rubio and Chris Coons was just astonishing. I mean, listening to Chris Coons, you wonder, I don't even know how to describe it. We'll have to play that, perhaps. It's just an absolute inversion of reality for anyone that's even remotely acquainted with the facts. NATO, Afghanistan, terror, the war on terror. It's such a contrived narrative, to put it kindly. It's utterly ridiculous. It's been proven false. Anyone that's remotely acquainted with the facts. I mean, it's a simple narrative. You have the CIA creating the Mujahideen through Operation Cyclone with partners, obviously, all the way back then, up to now, you have Saudi Arabia, Pakistani ISI, Turkey, and other functionaries and proxies involved in the arming and the financing of the Afghan Mujahideen, of which, of course, Osama bin Laden was a CIA recruit. And that's just a fact. Even the Wikipedia entry on Operation Cyclone mentions that the CIA leaned heavily on radical fundamentalist groups. It's funny that we don't hear specifically which groups, because it's specifically the Wahhabist and Salafist Sunni subset that the CIA has continually leaned on, because that radicalized brand of Sunni Islam, which if you talk to any moderate Muslim will say, any normal Muslim, so to speak, they'll say, whoa, those people aren't us and we're not them, so please don't associate us with them. Every time something happens that's attributed to radical Islam, that's usually false flag, Operation Gladio or Gladio B style stuff, every time something happens, you have a network of imams and other folks come out and say,
you are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function.
Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
I can't love my baby, I can't live another day. Yeah, love is such a long
welcome
time
back. Bottom of the first hour of today's National Intel Report, this Friday, March 3rd, 2017. Again, I am your guest host, Chris Hinckley. And we're kind of centering on this Russian influence campaign at the moment. It's a big talking point, obviously. It just won't go away, but there's more to that story. And, you know, I thought it was interesting in the last 24 hours, in particular, the 24-hour news cycle, that there's been a lot of talk about then-Senator Sessions' remarks during his Senate confirmation hearings, but no one was playing the clip of the exchange between Senator Franken and Senator Sessions specifically. And there's a broader context, and I can understand perhaps why media outlets wouldn't want to play an 8-minute clip. But then again, I mean, isn't it important if we're not just completely marginalizing the issue by editorializing away context, isn't it important to include context? I found myself asking repeatedly, hearing the opining and the editorializing, but what exactly are we commenting on here? So without further ado, I want to give you the specific exchange, and you can find it. We're actually drawing the clip from C-SPAN, and it's the actual event is listed on C-SPAN as Attorney General Confirmation Hearing, Day 1, Part 4. So that's – and it was a clip from January 10, 2017. That's the actual clip from C-SPAN. But here is the excerpt of about a minute and 20 seconds long.
But CNN just published a story alleging – that the intelligence community provided documents to the president-elect last week that included information that, quote, Russian operatives claimed to have compromising personal and financial information about Mr. Trump. These documents also allegedly stated, quote, there was a continuing exchange of information during the campaign between Trump surrogates and intermediaries for the Russian government. Now, again, I'm telling you this as it's coming out, so, you know. But if it's true, it's obviously extremely serious. And if there is any evidence that anyone affiliated with the Trump campaign communicated with the Russian government in the course of this campaign, what will you do?
Senator Franken, I'm not aware of any of those activities. I have been called a surrogate at a time or two in that campaign, and I didn't have, not have communications with the Russians, and I'm unable to comment on it.
So that's one excerpt, and perhaps a little bit too abridged. Sessions said, I'm not aware of any of those activities. I have been called a surrogate. Not able to comment on it. He went on to say, and maybe we should, you know, play the rest of it, but right after that, Franken said, very well, without divulging sensitive information, do you know about this, referring to the CNN story, that the aforementioned CNN story, which we know now is bogus. Do you know about this or know what compromising personal and financial information the Russians claim to have? And Sessions' reply was, Senator Franken, allegations get made about candidates all the time, and they have been made about President-elect Trump. A lot sometimes, most of them, virtually all of them, have been proven to be exaggerated and untrue. Again, we seem to see that. I would just say to you that I have no information about this matter. I have not been in on the classified briefings, and I'm not a member of the Intelligence Committee. And I'm just not able to give you any comment on that at this time. Franken said, totally fair. Last week, Assange, founder of WikiLeaks, claimed the Russian government was not the source of the hacked emails. They're not hacked, they're leaked. It's interesting how these things get spun. But Franken refers to the Assange connection and says, does it concern you, to Sessions, that our future commander-in-chief is much more willing to accept what Julian Assange says instead of the conclusions of our intelligence agencies? And why do you think President Trump finds Assange trustworthy? Sessions replied, Senator Franken, I'm not able to answer that. I have not talked to the president-elect about any of these issues, and it's often inaccurate what gets printed in the papers. They go back and forth a little bit. And Sessions says, I would say this, that if Assange participated in violating the American law, he is a person subject to prosecution and condemnation. Franken mentions that what he did in 2010, he is wanted in connection with that, and yet the president-elect said he loves WikiLeaks. Anyway, all of the questioning really centers around the issue of the Russian influence campaign, which Franken mentions. It's interesting, too, that he talks about the just-released CNN story. Funny that, because you know, CNN just published a story, and CNN was just found guilty or just lost a $30 million defamation lawsuit and has been found guilty once again of printing biased and defamatory stories. So it's interesting. You know, you look at this narrative and you see what's happening. And one has to wonder, you know, Greg Gutfeld has a theory, and I think it's probably exaggerated, but worthy of note because of the one-sided nature of this continual narrative, this spin cycle, if you will. And before we get to that, because I think he makes a great point, there was a clip, I'm not sure if we played it yesterday, I think we might have. But it's perhaps worth revisiting today. That the Fox News clip, Brett Baer special report, Obama White House was determined not to let the probe into Russia die. In fact, that's being kind. Brett Baer said breadcrumbs, according to the New York Times, it was landmines that the Obama White House left behind, but one thing is clear. This was the Russia nonsense seems to be somewhat of a political hit job on the Trump administration. There's definitely a double standard. And I'll get to more on that in a second. I mean, if you're listening carefully, which I'm sure you are because you listen to this network, you're an intellectually savvy individual, then you hear the hypocrisy. It's unbelievable what's happening, especially when we find out, you know, okay, so Sergei Kislyak is Russia's man in Washington since the Obama administration, met with visited the White House at least 22 times, including four times last year. There's more on that. Boy, I'll tell you, you listen to these intimations of certain people like former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul. It's unbelievable what people are saying, and yet because of the mind control and propaganda, the spin seems to work. The political hit job seems to continue when in reality I think Greg Gutfeld's perspective is right. We'll get to that in a second. First, here's the Fox News piece. Obama White House was determined not to let the probe into Russia die.
Learning more tonight about how members of the Obama administration left political and intelligence breadcrumbs about the Russia issue on their way out the White House door. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge fills us in from the Justice Department tonight.
The outgoing Obama administration was so determined the investigation into Russia's interference in the U.S. election would not die when the Trump team took over, according to a former senior intelligence official, that the data was widely circulated and archived. And there was another departure in December when the intelligence community's final report on Russian interference was declassified and publicly released. Typically, intelligence assessments are closely held and shared privately with Congress and the executive branch. A former Obama administration appointee said on Fox the move was justified.
Some of the information out was because what the Russians had done in our election was so unprecedented, and that the American people have a right to know what the investigation looks like and what evidence we have.
At the request of Senate Intelligence Committee investigators, the White House Counsel's Office sent a memo to staff Tuesday instructing them to preserve any and all materials that may be related, as well as communications with Russian officials. The Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee shot down reporting that unnamed sources feared the destruction of records.
If those Obama officials have, former Obama officials have those concerns, it'd be pretty easy to stand up in front of a press conference like I'm doing now and talk about those concerns with all of you.
The committee's ranking Democrat said otherwise.
You want to make sure that the administration and the department is on notice that these are the subject of congressional investigation and that any destruction of records will be a violation of law.
And a New York Times report that the Russia investigation drew on information from British and Dutch intelligence services was also disputed.
I don't have anything that would lead me to believe that, that's the case.
At a Senate hearing, one Democrat said the Russian campaign seemed to cross the line.
I think we should think about whether it's an act of war or not.
Based on the news conference here today at the Justice Department, the Attorney General will no longer be briefed on the Russia case, and he will no longer have decision-making authority. Those responsibilities will now fall to the Deputy Attorney General, whose confirmation hearing is next week, Brett.
Catherine Herridge at the Justice Department. Catherine, did the Attorney General see any coincidence in the timing of this meeting with the Russian ambassador?
Well, Fox News asked the Attorney General whether he thought it was a coincidence or whether he thought he was targeted by the Russians. And the Attorney General said that the request to meet with the Russian ambassador came out of the blue in September. But with hindsight, this timing does seem significant. September was at the height of the WikiLeaks campaign, and it was also the same week that then-candidate Trump did an interview with Russia television saying that he thought it was highly unlikely that Moscow was interfering in the electoral process, Brett.
Catherine, thank you.
So there's that. Interesting. You know, just as a kind of a lighthearted aside, did Mary Harf, former State Department spokesperson, say, did she say unprecedented? Where's Alec Baldwin or perhaps Kate McKinnon's satirical impersonation of Harf on that? She doesn't have whatever it was, 87 minutes or something to correct her tweet, but I digress. So you hear all kinds of sound bites rattling around. The Russia campaign crossed the line, referring to it as, you know, whatever it is, which is really nothing, much ado about nothing, as an act of war, calls for resignations, calls for criminal investigations, all kinds of, you know, recusal, which Jeff Sessions obviously did. All this is very interesting. In light of the fact that the Obama administration seemed to have booby-trapped the White House on this issue. And so where is the clamor over that? Not to mention the double standard. When you look at what's going on, interesting. Let me just give you a small – so that was the Fox News piece, Obama White House was determined – not to let the probe into Russia die. But I gotta give you this. Earlier today, former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul delivered a lecture on U.S.-Russia relations. He shared his observations and experiences from his years of work on the bilateral relationship and offered his thoughts on current relations under the Trump administration. Now, I want, and this is from C-SPAN as well. We're going to give you a clip. I want to just give you the first minute or so, if I may. Listen to this. And maybe we'll hold it over until the next segment. Should we do that? Okay. I want to give you the first minute. Listen to this and listen to it through the lens of the scrutiny applied to the Trump administration. Listen to the admissions of former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul.
And let's deal with today's news. Tell me, first of all, about Mr. Kislyak. Is he the sort of person that a then-Senator Sessions could meet and not remember having met?
No. I know Sergei. I know Ambassador Kislyak well. I worked very closely with him when I worked at the White House. Mm-hmm. I saw him often. He just lives four blocks up, and we were doing a lot of business. And so Kislyak, I think, you know, somebody recorded it. He came to the Obama White House 22 times. Well, that's because we were doing a lot of business. I've been to his house. I've been to his dacha that we took away from him. I think it's closed down, right? It's not a dacha. It's a mansion, by the way. We went out there one afternoon to celebrate START, by the way, and he threw this fantastic party for all of us who were involved in getting the START treaty done. Ambassador Kislyak is a serious guy. He's not just going to show up to talk to a senator about Ovechkin and the Capitals, you know.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's National Intel Report this Friday, March 3rd, 2017. Did you hear that? We just played a clip that I think is shocking. We'll play it again at the top of the second hour because I think it's so shocking it's worth playing again. And that doesn't even really get to what I was saying earlier. I want to get to the exchange between Senators Marco Rubio and Senator Chris Coons at the Senate session earlier this week. Again, just complete unreality. I don't know about you, but when I hear it, I just think, what planet are these guys on? What planet? What are they smoking? Because anyone remotely acquainted with the establishment narrative, but what really happened, knows that what they're saying is, I mean, it couldn't be further from the truth. Just a complete inversion, a complete acceptance of the establishment nonsense. But before we get to that, did you hear what former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul said under the Obama administration, what he said? To me, these are shocking, scandalous admissions in light of the way that the Trump administration is being bullied on the Russia nonsense. You hear laughter at the beginning of the clip. Tell me, first of all, about Sergey Kislyak. Is he a personality that you can meet and not remember having met? McFaul says no, and of course there's laughter in the audience. But then what does he say? I saw him off, and we were doing a lot of business. He sounds like one of the old boys from, you know. I think he's somebody they, you know, somebody said he'd been to the Obama White House 22 times. He said, that's because we were doing a lot of business. You know, we were doing a lot of business. Said he'd been to his house. I've been to his house. I've been to his dacha. It's a mansion, by the way, he says. We went there one afternoon to celebrate, and he threw a fantastic party. Are you kidding me? Can you imagine if Jeff Sessions or Michael Flynn or anyone in the Trump administration, and don't get me wrong, I'm not a Trump apologist. I'm not a Trump admin apologist or sympathizer by any means. I'm not. I've voiced concerns repeatedly. In fact, the speeches keep reminding me of kind of undertones of Hitler. So don't get me wrong there. But the double standard is what I'm trying to speak to specifically. Is it me or is this hypocrisy? Kate McCaskill, or excuse me, Claire McCaskill, Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill, tweets what she tweets and, you know, except for the times that she's, every time somebody says something about this Russian nonsense, there's hypocrisy immediately. And Michael McFaul's brand of hypocrisy is just astounding, I think. We'll play that clip when we come back. Stick around. Top of the second hour of today's National Intel Report coming up right after this break.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.